Greetings, space traveler. Welcome to the red planet Mars. Don't forget, gravity here is about one-third what it is on Earth. If you're not careful, you'll be bumping into things as you run around, like maybe the ceiling. Don't forget to hold your arm out and compare the sun to the tip of your thumb. Remember what it was like at Mercury? As the sun gets smaller in the sky, less of its energy reaches the planet. That's why solar panels are about half as effective on Mars as they are on Earth. And Mars is as cold as Antarctica, so you'll need a lot of energy to keep warm. And there's no wood or coal or oil here. It's a hard place to live. But let's consider how lucky you were to get here at all. Take a look back at the Earth. Can you see it? Imagine standing back there at our scale model of the Earth with a BB gun. Your task is to shoot one BB, you only get one shot, and hit Mars from 1,000 feet away. But hitting Mars isn't good enough. You have to hit the landing spot. At this scale, it's less than 1/1,000th of an inch across. Even if we remove the air so the BB doesn't slow down, and even if we remove gravity so it doesn't drop, it would still be virtually impossible to hit this little target with a BB gun from 1,000 feet away. Oh, one more thing. At this scale, a BB gun is more than 1 billion times more powerful than a Saturn V rocket, the most powerful rocket ever made. In real life, Mars is moving about twice as fast as your missile, so you'll have to lead your target almost halfway around its orbit. And remember, you only get one shot. Think you can do it? So how does our space program do it? How do they manage to put landers on Mars at all? They do it with a lot of math, some very careful planning, and extremely precise instruments. Our space program does incredibly amazing things. It took 58 years from when the Wright brothers made the first powered airplane until we landed on the moon. And it took 46 years from when we first landed on the moon until we managed to visit every planet in our solar system, including Pluto and Ceres. Imagine what the next 50 years will bring. I don't know about you. I can't wait to see it.